is greater than all another sukha, madhamangal, siddham, and all other. And sometimes he takes the shape of Radhika,
a form.
Once Krishna was with Srimati Radhika and all other yogis. Meantime, anyone, Padma, the Sakhi of she went to her mother in Jatila and that she told that just I have seen Krishna and Radhika meeting at Bhandirbhan in a cave or kundi. I have just seen. She became very furious and angry. In the meantime, getting this
information,
Padma went away very happy because she was about to go and to see herself, that fact, and then doing anything. But in the meantime, in the way, Vishakhan, she told that, where you are going? She told that, I am going to Bhandirbhan. Why? I have heard that Radhika has gone to meet Krishna there and they are meeting. So, you are very foolish. Krishna is doing drama with her friends.
His friends.
And he has met Subal as Radhika and playing. And he has given this information to you. And if you will go there, they will make Subal naked. And they will, so, and they will, clapping in hands, they will laugh and make you very foolish and foolish. It will be fast. So Subal, at that Subal was ready to take the shape of Srimati Radhika and to make foolish. So he is very near and dear and always helps Srimati Radhika. So sometimes the bhava is so higher, then he takes the form of Mahabhava, a little bit.
Srimati Radhika must like Subal very much.
Both shape are like same. If Siddham is brother of Radhika, but yet he is so beautiful and so looking, if he dressed like a woman, she is seen as Radhika.
Sridham.
No.
Subal.
And he is very clever, very intelligent, and he knows how to read him. Sometimes when Krishna falls to Manbhanga of Radhika, understand? He sends Subal, and Subal
pacifies him.
See, speaks in so manner that his heart melts. It is enough. It does not mean that Subal becomes lady and his bhava is like gopis. His bhava is always as friend, but so intimacy with Krishna and Radhika that he comes in Mahabhava sometimes.
You had another question about Shri
Srimati Radhika with Mukhya, Mada and Kagabda.
It is mentioned that Srimati Radhika, it is mentioned that gopis are in three divisions, Mukta, Madhya,
Kagabda.
So, in the Goloka, the spiritual side, of course, Bama Vrindavan is also spiritual, but in that place, those three divisions are also there. So,
everything has come out from there.
Krishna also has different ages. Komara, Kishore, Yavana, all
Sandhi.
Not that he is only one age, but is someone said that Krishna is in Goloka is Kishore, but his mother sees him as her son, so she sees him as a child. But I think that he must be all of those different ages, not only by what she sees, but he must be able to be all the different ages.
You are right.
Achinta Shakti.
Achinta Shakti. His every pastime is Nitya. So he, every age is Nitya. But Kishore and Vayasandhi are most important.
Most important.
Because gopis ras is sarvottam, and so Krishna, gopis are very much interested in Kishore. So Kishore Muti is shrestha chaitanya chaitamrita. It has been stated. Vaya kaisorokam dhyam adhya eva parvarasa.
It's like a full-blown lotus.
Only not full, but it has so many qualities. So much sushital, so much fragrant, so much komal.
Soft.
So much bhava-purna, loving. And every qualification in food.
Kishore. Yesterday when we were speaking about the different gopis, the Nityapri gopis, the Nityasthita gopis, the Munichari gopis, different gopis. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives the example that some of the gopis is like a mango. Some gopis are not yet
ripened.
But by hearing about ras, then gradually the mango got sweeter, and then when it was ready, it was offered to Krishna.
When a Mali means a
gardener
pick up so many mangoes. Some are half ripened. Some are half, not ripe at all, only full, young. So young becomes ripe, ripe becomes more ripe, and another ripes are very much most beautiful, fragrant, everything, and to take taste. So, they have given very beautiful description. Where you have read it?
In our Guru Maharaj's
Tika?
No, it is in, not in the Guru Maharaj's Tika, because he did not write that, he passed away, but his disciple, Ridhananda Maharaj, he has given the translation of Vishwanath Chakravarti. It seems that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's position is very unique.
All are unique. All are unique. One gives bees.
Seed.
One gives with Ankur seed.
That is sprout.
That is Sanatana Goswami. And one gives seed with Ankur, with leaves, that are Rabhunath, Bhatta and all others. And after that, Vishwanath Chakrapeta, he gives with fruit also.
Who gave the seed?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And with the Ankur?
Sanatana Goswami. In his Vaishnava Toshini, Brihad Vaishnava Toshini
Tita. What about Rupa Goswami?
Huh? Rupa Goswami? Rupa Goswami is everything. He's out of. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has blindly followed Rupa Goswami.
Blindly followed.
And he gives yukti. Yukti means
argument,
hither and thither and so on, and follows. Jiva Goswami has two visions, one for anadhikari, one for adhikari, but Vishwanath Chakravarti has no two sides, only one side. Sometimes he आलोचना करते हैं, आलोचना
में
मैंने काटते उनके आर्गुमेंट को, he cuts the arguments of Jiva Goswami also, directly. He tells that where in Srimad Bhagavat is any example that gopis were so clear?
Yeah, we're married. Yeah, he's
Pati Sutanvaya Bhratri An Dhaman. And there are so many examples in each slok that gopis are working. Not here in Vrindavan, but also in Golok Vrindavan.
It seems that in one place that Jiva Goswami says that none of the gopis had any children. There's one statement, when Krishna meets with the gopis Haras, he jokes with them, saying that now you should all return to your husbands and your children. So, Jiva Goswami says that actually he's joking, because it is rasavas to say, according to Rupa Goswami, to say, to bring up the mood of parent, that is your mother, at the same time that they're feeling this conjugal mood. Vishwanath Chakravarti says that some of them may have had children, because they had some material desire. You said that yesterday. But after becoming qualified, then they gave up that body.
For them, this was happening.
Is that correct?
I blindly follow Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Jiva Goswami, I do vichar means.
What does that mean, vichar?
Vichar means, this is the blackness.
Doesn't matter, you will try.
I'd have to think.
Analysis.
Why Jiva Goswami is telling like this? But in Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, how direct our heart adopts it. And no use of mental anything. But in Jiva Goswami, mentally you will have to judge and
weigh
see,
everything.
Analyze.
Why he has told? He has told it for anadhikari or adhikari, or why he has told?
Yeah, and I think he felt, Jiva Goswami felt that it was his duty to explain everything in such a way to convince all the other sampradayas that Rupa Goswami is...
But he had not cared.
He doesn't
care.
No. Vishwanatha.
Jalinman has given a very big
comment. We were wondering about that.
Against Jiva Goswami.
Again?
All things are against him. But he is telling that he is our Acharya, he is Rupanuga. He cannot tell like this. His thoughts were different. But he has to. In Ujjwala Nilmani you can see that Duti,
messenger.
Swayam Duti,
after
Duti. In Swayam Duti means, this will come next year.
Next chapter.
Swayam Duti means, Gopi's Naika are herself requesting Krishna to meet. To meet, you should understand. But how? By opposing words like opposing, but they are not opposing. They are praying. These are sabda uttha, neither are artha, arthalankar, so many things. I cannot express, I am not expressing fully, but if you will go and see, very, very beautiful things.
So you were saying that he was opposing Jiva Goswami?
Like gopis. They want to denote another thing, and by telling the words by upper, it means anything else. Don't come with me. Your life will be spoiled. Your house will be ruined. But this is not me. You should come. If you not come, your life will be ruined.
So he said that.
Say, Jiva Goswami has told all these things. Vishwanatha Chakravarti tells that he is my Acharya, he is my Pradamna. I have taken something, what he was taking, I have taken rest, prasadam. And yet he discord.
Disagrees.
Huh?
He disagrees.
Disagrees with the fact that he has written her pati of the Swakya Bhava. What else?
Let me replace the letters.
Words are telling another thing, but meaning is another, quite opposite. In Srimad Bhagavat 2, gopis are telling Krishna, when they met at Kurukshetra, why you told like this, and why you sent your brother and Uddhava, which were telling that I am everywhere, meditate. And why you told in the Ras that go at once to your husbands and return, see your child and everything. Krishna told that, I was thinking that you are so clever and very buddhiman.
Intelligent.
But now you see that you are not so intelligent. What is told there? Why? Because I have never told you in the rush to go to your husband. I was telling only that it is midnight, it is so deep andhakar,
dark.
So many serpents
and other things. And this is quite Nirjanasthan. Nirjan means quiet, lonely places. So return, not returning I was. It is the time to meet me. I am pati or pati. I am your patis are not your pati. I was telling that you should serve your pati. That I was telling to serve me. Gopi told that you are quite intelligent, enough intelligent. We want to hear from your mouth these things. We know that you are telling that.
Gopis are more intelligent.
And Krishna told that, oh, now I know that you are here. So, words are denoting another thing. But the what? Dhani. Dhani means.
Yeah, who knows the.
Wealthy person.
The one who knows.
Dhani denotes another thing. The inner meaning. Dhani means inner meaning.
Upalakshana.
No, no, no. A hidden meaning of any word is called dhani. Pani piyoge, will drink water again. One was taking water, any kantedar machali, fish having nails, kanta. Kata, you know? Kata.
So, fish?
Fish having...
Dimes.
Like
horn.
Lobster.
Stick.
But full of outside bone, outside bone.
Teeth?
Not bone, but...
Like
kata ki hai. Kata mani ki?
Kata hand bole, kata ke bole, jun ghodi kata hand bole. Kata ne ni bole. Bone, hula pai jate
pai. Bone na na kata dekhao. Very
pointed.
Anything, pointed thing which goes, but...
A fish.
Sword.
Sword. Not sword.
Lobster. That it means with the hands they have that.
He was drinking water at Ekadasi din. Drinking in Jamuna water.
What happened?
And happened that one fish...
Wow.
Then he was
telling, announcing that bone, I don't bone. Take anything
spar.
On Ekadasi.
He was bathing
Then when his went there and he came out and he became
restless.
Then another man told that, will you drink again water? This meeting means it is don't
take water,
no. Like, this is called dhvani.
Hidden meaning.
So, gopis and Krishna in Bhagavad has used like this.
Indirect.
Our indirectly. In our Goswami Granth also it is written, full of all these things. And this is called rasa.
Is this Parokshabad. Everything is Parokshabad. To protect from Anahanakari. So, the gopis, did they have husbands? Did they actually not have husbands, or did they have husbands who were gopas, who had rasa with Krishna? Or was their husband just imaginary? Or did their husband they also have rasa?
These husbands in Golok Vrindavan only abhiman. Understand?
Only idea. They're only thinking they have.
Only idea.
Yeah.
No shape at all there. But in Bhavan Vrindavan, that abhiman has taken shape as husband by yoga maya. No illusory maya there.
I have a question then. Can I ask my question?
Yeah, let's see up. Jatila question.
Jatila.
Jatila is also Abhiman in Golok Vrindavan.
Kansa also.
Jatila is Abhiman.
Abhiman only. Oh. No, actually there. No place. Abhiman.
Sura.
Like in a dark room.
Sura.
I am alone in a room. At once I heard any sound in the room, but saw nothing. There is any ghost here. And I feared and ran away from it. But there was nothing.
But in your mind it was.
So in Golok Vrindavan, nothing like this. Only Abhiman. Abhiman, any word for Abhiman?
Ego.
Conception.
But here, and that conception makes only yoga maya. No work of physical maya. Then?
No more. Yeah. You have finished us easily. We left. You have something?
You have read 33 or 34? Everything is clear.
Yeah, there are many technical categories, words. Yeah.
But very important.
And in Ujjwala Nilamani?
Only for Adhikari, not for Anadhikari. Anadhikari will lose everything by reading. And Adhikari will get everything.
Because there are so many technical words, it is difficult to frame the